Okay, let's talk about the subconscious mind. There's a saying that we are only 1% conscious and the rest is subconscious. That may be true, but the subconscious has a constant effect in our lives and even directs us, directs our thoughts, directs what we see, directs where we go, directs our muscle movements, our strength, our body temperature, how we eat our food, how we digest our food, how our food tastes. All that is regulated by a subconscious. A subconscious does what we tell it to do. We just don't know how we're telling our subconscious what to do. We explain to our subconscious what it should do the same way as we're playing around with the 3.6 million. As we bring about a feeling, and work at bringing about a feeling, that's what we're telling our subconscious. We want to experience this 3.6 million. What our subconscious does is it directs us to it. The universe also does. The universe directs everything to us, all the coincidences, but our subconscious does the same thing. It's like a supercomputer. It has contact with other subconsciouses, with the universe, with everything else, and directs our movements to exactly what we want if we put it in the right place, what we want. In other words, the $3.6 million, we're experiencing it as if they were here, and that's how we now are directing what we want. Before that, we were directing a lack of money by our feelings of lack of money. And so we're giving that direction to our subconscious, and our subconscious will direct us to end up with a lack of money. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. You buy a stock. You're not sure when to buy and sell it. You think your subconscious has nothing to do with this, but your subconscious has everything to do with it because it can direct your feelings, your nervousness, your tension. And you've told your subconscious that you don't make very good business decisions with money. You don't make very good stock decisions with money. So now the stock is going to go up. The subconscious knows that information already. We can probably debate that if you don't agree with that, but whatever. The subconscious will probably direct you to sell that stock. And how can it do that? A million of ways. It can make you very tense, nervous about the stock. You get nervous. You get this feeling, I should sell this thing. What if it keeps going down? It went down a little bit, then went up a little bit, then went down a little bit. All of a sudden, it's moving back and forth. It could just shoot down. I'm getting really nervous. I'm getting scared. And that reminds you of all the bad mistakes you made. Of all in the past. All the times you've sold at the wrong time. It'll remind you of that. Because remember, you told it that you're a lousy business person, that you're not good at stocks. So it's doing exactly what you told it to, or what I told it to do. And it will cause me to sell that stock. I'll get nervous. I'll get tense. I'll remember all the times I failed. And I'll put that stock up for sale, and I'll sell it, maybe even at a loss. And the next week, it'll go up tenfold. And then I kick myself. But I've done everything exactly the way I've told it to do. My subconscious behaved exactly. Now, the other person who believes otherwise, the subconscious directs it in another form. He's thinking about the stock. He looks at it and says, I wonder if I should sell the stock. And the subconscious goes, no, don't sell it, and brings about a feeling of calmness and reminds that person, myself, you, of all the times you've made the right decisions. And now all of a sudden, you're physically feeling calm about it, relaxed. And you go, I'll hang on to it a little while longer. I've always been good at it. Because we first told the subconscious, the universe, that we are good at money. Creating money, bringing it about, making stock decisions. And so, we're brought to that decision. So we don't sell, because we get this calm feeling, this feeling of everything's all right. Every time I look at the stock, I feel everything's all right. Where do you think that feeling comes from? Out of the air? I mean, what? It shoots up from the ground? It came from the hamburger you had at lunch? Where do you think it comes from? That's right. It comes from your subconscious, who can direct your feelings. You can direct them, but your subconscious directs them according to what information you put in. So you get calm, you're relaxed, you let it go. A week later, the stock goes up 10 times. And now you go, oh, look at that. I was so calm last week, I just knew it. You put it up for sale, you made 10 times your money. And once again, you are correct. And how does that work? Very simply. You have the feeling that money comes easy. And you feel it. You sense it. It's you. You've brought this feeling about. Your subconscious agrees with you because you've convinced it. You've held that feeling long enough that your subconscious becomes convinced and agrees with you and feeds you that information back. The universe, of course, agrees with you. Whatever you put out, it will give you. So, the universe brings all the circumstances towards you, and your subconscious helps you to make sure you make the right actions. It can physically slow you down, physically juice you up. It can mentally make you feel like you should go around the corner. You're walking somewhere and you go, oh, I'm going to go back. And then you get the curiosity just to go a little further. One more block. I don't know why I'm going one more block. I just feel like I'm going to go. That's your subconscious directing you, in a sense. The universe is sending the message, go one more block. You're not receiving the message. Your subconscious is receiving the message, and it's feeding it to you, causing you to go one more block. And unless you're a real stubborn ass, you'll probably follow along. And there you'll meet a friend who maybe you haven't seen for years, or you've been working on creating a relationship, and you run into a person of the same kind, and your relationship begins. There you go. It's that simple. So don't think that you're only 1% conscious. You're using your whole brain. We just didn't realize how we're using it and how to make it work with what we want instead of what we don't want. So when we want something, we bring about the feeling of having it, so much so that we feel we have it. So much so that we get confused whether it's really there or not. See, I'm not 100% sure whether that 3 million is there or not. Most of the time, I think it's there. I stopped at a store today and I bought something. It was only a couple of bucks, but the thought occurred to me while I was buying it. I have 3.6 million. That $2 is such a small amount of that. And then after I had that thought, I remembered it's not quite there yet. But where did that first thought come from? That first thought came from my subconscious. It's already beginning to react to the work that I was doing with the 3.6 million, bringing about the feeling. It's already beginning to feed that back to me. See, now it's doing the test thing. It begins feeding it back to you, or to me, what I've been putting out. And if I agree, it goes, oh, that is so. Because the subconscious really doesn't know what's real and not real. So if you imagine it, or I imagine it, so much so that it brings about a feeling, it has to bring about a feeling. You can't just imagine it. You have to put it in your life till it has a physical, mental, inner, emotional feeling of it. Till you can sense it, feel it in you, that you have 3.6 million. I don't care what you do, how you do it, you have to bring it up till you get that feeling. Sit there for 10 hours if you have to, till you find the feeling. The next day, increase it a little bit more. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you have to roll up dollar bills and shove them up your nose. I don't care how. It doesn't matter how. As long as you get that feeling that you have it. Then your subconscious becomes convinced with it. Then it begins to feed it back. And when you agree, when it feeds it back, it now goes, oh yeah, we do have it. And it begins. That's already a signal also that the signal is going out to the universe that I have it. And so the universe begins already to create the circumstances and events. And the wheel is coming around. You know, it's been a few months now, and it's coming closer and closer. Just because those things are stuck on a wheel and say it takes the wheel 6 months to come around, once it gets about halfway, something happens. And if through that whole process I've been sticking this sticky notes on this wheel, the wheel becomes fuller and fuller of thoughts, emotions and feelings of abundance of money. And even though the wheel is not fully around yet, it already begins to create the circumstances and everything. And there is a hum that starts. The wheel itself begins to vibrate in the abundance of money. And everything starts to click more and more. And the whole idea of it is reflected and radiated back more and more. So now, in my environment, I'm getting the sense of having the 3.6 million, of having them, of experienced them in my environment, is reflecting it more and more. The actual 3.6 million are not there yet in physical reality, but my environment around me is already reflecting it. In other words, it's already starting to hum with the money. That's hard to explain, but before I was looking for the resonance in me, the vibration of that money. Slowly I found it, and as I found it, I increased it. As I increased it every day a little bit more, worked with it every day a little bit more, radiated it out. Now it's beginning to radiate back to me. So each day as that improves, we're getting closer. Also, it's becoming easier and easier because the whole idea of the abundance is beginning to be radiated back to me. And I noticed that people, perhaps, you know, people that I don't really know, are getting an impression that I'm quite wealthy. Why? Because that's what I'm radiating out. That's what my subconscious, who is constantly working according to my instructions, is believing now and accepting and working towards also. So this is no time to stop and give up. You keep going. Just keep going. I don't know what your buffer zone is. I have no idea what your resistance level is, where your dials are set that I explained in a couple of recordings ago. You know, if the dial is way down there, it's going to maybe take a little while to get it a little higher up. I don't know. I can't judge that for another person. All I do know is stay consistent. Consistently work at it every day. The hell with everything else. So the rest of your life is falling apart. Whatever. You know, you can't control all these things. Stay with one thing and improve that one thing, and it will spread out and radiate out into the rest of your life. And many, many other things in your life will begin to improve at the same token. There you have it.